best of us, if you would. We're just going to look in the book of Luke for just a few minutes before we partake of the Lord's Supper. It's Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, and we'll be looking at verses 14 is where we'll start. Luke chapter 22, and it's the where the Jesus is instituting the Lord's Supper. Let me give you the context kindly of this chapter in Luke, and it's that the plot to kill Jesus has already taken place. Judas has gone and sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. They're planning on where they're going to arrest him, all these things. And it's the Passover meal, normal Passover meal. And Jesus sent the disciples to prepare that supper, but he's getting ready to institute what we would call the Lord's Supper, communion, Eucharist, however you look at it, that we're getting ready to partake of this morning. And so I want to ask you something, just right quick before we get into this. How many things do you know 2019 years that we still partake of the Lord's Supper? Something that has went on perpetually for 2019 years where Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Do this until I return. Do this, and one day we'll all do it together in the kingdom at the mad supper of the Lamb. We'll sit down and sup and eat together. And so think about the magnitude of that moment, the magnitude of this moment this morning, how important that it is to us, the Lord's Supper. And so we're looking at Luke chapter 22. And let's reverence the reading of God's Word just right quick. Let's stand on our feet, take your Word. Luke chapter 22, we'll be looking at verses 14, and we'll go to chapter 20. 14 to 20, Luke chapter 22. The Word of God says this: when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourself. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup of the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Father, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I pray for just a few moments, God, that you'll show us as we partake of this beautiful supper what you told us and commanded us to do in remembrance of you. Be glorified through it, because we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, you may be seated. So, Luke chapter 22 is a special time. Jesus with his disciples. Before the sun will go down the next day, he will have died on a cross for yours and my sins. In 3 weeks now, we'll celebrate Easter. That's what Easter is about. It's the apex of Christian celebration in that our Savior came to this earth, God's Son, gave his life on a hill called Calvary, died, was buried, but arose on the third day. He is risen. It's what will be the ring on that day. But guess what? It can be the rings on this day. Why? Because we're doing this in remembrance of him. Every Sunday can be Easter, if you please, to a certain extent. Yes, we'll celebrate it, but every Sunday can be Easter, especially when we're doing things in remembrance of him. So he's with his disciples. He'll be dead on the cross and buried before the sun goes down the next day. He's facing this moment. He's taken out of the time to pour into these men because he knew that they would be the catalyst that would transform the world. How do I know that they did? Look around. Here we see it. Todd, North Carolina. This last Sunday in March 2019, 11 men, these 11 men that he's investing in would transform the world. And here we are as we go on in his name. But they were sitting down to take the Passover meal, which represented that Passover when the angel came and Moses said, hey, and put the blood of the lamb over the lintel of the doorpost. And when the angel sees that blood, he'll pass over. And they celebrated that because the children of Egypt children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt. And so they celebrated that. And this institution, I mean, think about the similarities here. He's getting ready to change that Passover meal into the Lord's Supper. Why? Because the blood of Christ would be applied to his believers. That one day the death angel, that eternal death, would pass over from us. What a great thought as we think about that this morning as we partake of the Lord's Supper. And he tells them, he says, with fervent desire. In other words, he's coming to the end of the whole reason he came. He's looking forward to taking this meal with them, which would be his last here on this earth. He's looking forward to that, instituting that which we would carry on for thousands of years, and thousands of years, if you please, if he tarries, will continue on, because it's an ordinance. What is an ordinance? It's a command of Jesus Christ. The two things that we continue to do, baptism and the Lord's Supper, is the two ordinances that we recognize as a church, as a body of believers, that we do together. How important that it is. He desired to eat that. He says, for I say to you in verse 16. So it was something that was going on at the present time, but it also had future implications. He said, for I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And so we partake of it today. It has a present aspect, but it also has a past aspect because Jesus died on the cross for us. But it has a future aspect that the kingdom of God one day that we'll partake it with Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb when we all sit down and we're redeemed from this old fallen world and our sinfulness and we're redeemed together forever to be with Jesus. What a thought that has a past, a present, and a future implication. As we partake of these, you know, you could come in and never heard of the Lord's Supper and this would be scratch your head kind of say, what in the world are they doing? That little cup or that little piece of bread? But yet, it's in these things that we do. It's not in these things in themselves, but the symbol that it represents to us, the blood of Jesus Christ, the broken body of Christ for us. These great symbols that mean so much that one day, listen, the fulfillment of that will be in the kingdom itself and all of us together. He says, then he took that cup and he gave thanks. Take this and divide it amongst yourself. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and he broke it. And he says, hey, this is my body which is given to do for you. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So when we partake of this little piece of bread, this wafer that we partake of, it symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for you and for us. So it has an individual, but it also has a corporate implication, does it not? Corporately, we come together to do this, and I believe it should be done within the body of Jesus Christ. I don't think it should be done anywhere else. I think that a church membership, and when we're together, it means something because we're part of the children of God, and we come together and we take this little wafer that represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we do it as a group, but we also do it individually. Because listen, if you've never received Christ as your personal Savior, why would you even want to partake of it? It's a symbol of what He has done for us. And here's the truth. Don't partake of it if you've never received it. Why? Because we'll see in just a minute, it comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. We are to examine ourselves, as Scripture tells us. And so if we have sin in our life, we're living in sin, known sin, says you better get that clean before you partake of it. Why? Because this represents the Lord Jesus. And then he went on to say, listen, this is my body which you give. Do this. Why do we do it? To remember. Why is it so important that we remember? Man, I've been running around like crazy at things I forgot all day. I finally found your little card downstairs in my Sunday school room. And then it's like when the tithe got ready, I reached in my pocket. And my tithes was over on my desk, so I had to make a loop out of here and go around, and I was winded the time I got back in. Basil said I was getting a little fat today. Basil said, you need to work on that. So I worked on a little bit running to get everything. But listen, we forget. Do you understand? We forget these things. The ballots to vote for were our deacons. After it was laying over there. We forget. We have a tendency to forget. Can anybody say amen? Jesus said, do this to remember me so that we don't forget what he's done. It's very easy for us to say, why, how could we ever forget that? We forget the magnitude of it sometimes. we forget exactly the implications of it. Why? It should affect our life daily. We should give thanks daily for His death, burial, and resurrection. His salvation that comes through His blood and through His body. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And then He says, this cup in verse 20, this cup is the new covenant. In other words, it's not going to be the cup that represented the Passover lamb when they come out of Egypt. It's going to be the new cup that represented that which what Jesus did for us, that His blood was shed on Calvary's cross, that we could have salvation. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Say the name of Jesus Christ. And when we understand that, it means something to us. So He says, do this in remembrance. So that's why we come. That's why we have this time together. That's why we don't just tack it on as something just to tack on, but it's something that we make the service part of it so that we can take out time to remember what the Lord Jesus has done for us individually. And then I want you to look in 1 Corinthians 13, or 11, I'm sorry, and 23. And it's talking about, well, I'm going to go down to 27 because we'll do 23 through 26 as we partake. But listen, this is what 1 Corinthians 11, 27 says. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. In an unworthy manner. How can I partake in an unworthy manner? Are you clean? Are you pure before the Lord? You say, oh, how could any of us be? If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're not living in a perpetual sinful lifestyle, hollering, I love Jesus, but living like the world. If you're doing that, it says, don't do that. Don't partake when it's like that in an unworthy manner. Because listen, but let a man examine himself in verse 28. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So we'll take out just a moment right here in just a moment to examine a time of just individually, but we're corporately together, but individually saying, Lord, and asking Him, forgive us of any sin, anything that might keep us from partaking unworthily. For He, listen to verse 29, this is when it gets real. Listen, this is the Word of God. This is not a pastor's word. This is not an agenda. This is thus says the Word of God. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And He goes on to talk about church people. He says, for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Wow. How important is it that we take out time before the Lord to partake of His supper in a worthy manner? I want us to do that. Let's bow our heads before we get started. Let my deacons be coming forward, and you guys get up here on the front. And as they're making their way forward, guys, take out just a moment before the Lord. Each and every person, head bowed, eyes closed. Do some business with the Lord. Has God spoken to you or the Lord revealed anything in your heart that you need to deal with right now? Is there sin? Are you playing around with fire? Ask God to forgive you. And I don't mean just so you can partake of the Lord's Supper, but because you can be clean before Him. It's not like a blank check. Okay, I'll get this right, and then I'll go back to living. That's not true repentance. Repentance is turning away from our sin and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. What's He saying? Moment of silence. Search our hearts. I'm just like anybody else. Sinfulness, sins that might easily keep me from taking. do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper. this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for the shed blood, the broken body of Christ in our life. Thank you, God, that we have this to remember, that we can come together and worship you. Through the taking of the bread, through the juice, thank you and we praise you. Let us live as if we remember now as we go out. Let us show to the world that we love you and love one another. Thank you for what Christ has done. We ask all these things in his name and all God's